The recording has started. You may proceed.
Nice. Thank you very much for starting the recording. I appreciate that. This is Chuck Gomes, and this is the Design Team O meeting on Friday, the 3rd of April, 2015. Welcome, everyone. As I see in Adobe, Grace and Alain and Cheryl and Olivier are on with me here this morning.
You've got Mary on audio only. She's traveling in the car. Her line's muted.
Oh, okay. She's on. I didn't realize. Okay, so I know. I welcomed her in the Adobe, and she couldn't even see that. So welcome, Mary.
Yeah.
We're very happy you joined us today. And Mary, please feel free to just speak up if you want to say something or ask a question. Since you can't raise your hand in Adobe, that will be very welcome. And let's go ahead and get going.
I'm not on Adobe, so I cannot raise my hand. But
I understand, if I want to say anything, Mary wants to jump in.
Mary, just jump in when you need to. There's only a little number of us. We'll gracefully back off and let you talk as required, dear.
Yeah, there are just six of us so far, so you're welcome to just speak up. Okay? All right. So I think we need to wrap up on our scoping document and then work on our recommendations today. So let's start right off with the scoping document. I sent some questions on the latest revision to it that Marika thankfully did after our call earlier this week. Let's start off with what we thought James was going to be doing, and unfortunately James, because of a family emergency, is not able to continue with our group. He made some good contributions while he was on the group, so I appreciate that we were able to take advantage of those. But he suggested last week the statement there in the background paragraph. He suggested the need for clear itemization slash identification of IANA costs is consistent with the current requirement between NTIA and the IANA functions operator to separate policy and operations budgets. Now, unfortunately, I didn't see anything further on that. He was going to provide a citation. I assume he meant the citation to the current agreement.
That's so just out of the contract.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking, Cheryl.
That shouldn't be too bloody hard.
No, that's exactly what I was going to say. We can do the citation, but I don't think he's expressed it correctly, and I welcome comments from the rest of you, because I don't think the contract is a separation of policy and operational budgets, or at least not in that broad sense. I think it requires the IANA services to be separated from policy development.
That's true.
Is that correct, Cheryl? Okay.
That's my understanding, and if my other computer wakes up, I'll give you the facts. So,
and that's what I put in my comment there, in the last sentence you can see of my comment there on the right. And Mary, for your benefit, what I said in my last sentence of that comment is I believe that what the IANA contract requires is separation of IANA functions from policy development functions. Is that an okay way to word it?
Let's not settle on that. Let's come back to that towards the end of the call. Let me just check the contract, because the other place we might also look, I know the language, we went over this language a lot in the framework of interpretation, so I might drag that out as well and just see what the dotting the I's and crossing the T's may take us for, but I've had to reboot my other computer. But, yeah, I think we need to tweak that sentence and
the
citation.
And, in fact, Cheryl, even if you want to do it offline after this call and just submit it to the list,
I'll own that then.
Okay. Very good. So then, and then, Grace, then we can just fix that with the language that Cheryl provides after the call. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Let's go then to the issues section of the scoping document. And Mary, I'm going to do quite a bit of reading to help you, since you're not in Adobe. Please stop me if there's something that you're not able to follow.
Right now, Mary's line is disconnected, and they're reaching out to her again.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks.
That's just the voice of Cheryl for the record, just by the way.
Good for the recording. Thank you. Okay. And I see
who is that, Chuck?
That is Chuck, yes. Okay. Marika thankfully moved the five items that were in the issues section to our recommendation sections, or she moved some of them, okay, and didn't move others. So I'd like us to talk about that and see if we're in agreement with that. And I guess I don't need to read it. Please let me know if Mary gets back on, and we will, and I'll do more reading for her benefit. But the intro paragraph there, the changes in that seem to be okay to me. The blue text, if you have that in front of you here. But then I didn't understand why.
And Mary's back now, Chuck.
Oh, hi, Mary. For your benefit, Cheryl's going to provide some rewording of the sentence that was added in our meeting earlier this week by James, so that it accurately reflects the actual contract between the IANA functions operator and ICANN, and it also reflects possibly the framework of interpretation in the CCNSO. So now we're in the issues section of the scoping document.
Sorry, do you need to mute Mary? Thank you.
Yes, if you would mute Mary, that would help. We're getting a lot of interference. And then just unmute, and we'll try and deal with it when you're not on mute. So the intro sentence then of the issue section says is now worded like this: in order to determine the appropriate information and detail expected in relation to the IANA costs, the design team will, as a first step, consider all the current information available in relation to IANA costs as part of the fiscal year operating plan and budget, and may ask the ICANN finance team for additional steps, additional details as needed. Now, I think that should say fiscal year 16. We could probably even say fiscal year 15 and fiscal year 16 operating plan and budget. Is there any disagreement with that?
Nope.
Okay.
Fine.
So we will. Is sufficient to say fiscal year 16? You think we ought to say both the current fiscal year and the next one? Thoughts on that? Let's just say fiscal year 16 for now.
Let's say 16 for now. It's Cheryl for the record, and Mary's line is disconnected. They're calling her back. This is going to be one of those times which often happen with where she's trying to communicate from. My problem with this is that the lack of actuals from 15. So providing we pick up the actuals from 15 somewhere, then I'm happy to say just 16. But if we're not going to pick up actuals from 15, then I think we need to say 15. Does that make sense, Chuck?
It does, Cheryl, but we don't actually have actuals for... we have actuals for 15 through the, I think, through second quarter? of the fiscal year, in other words, December. In other words, yeah. Well, exactly, but that's the same. That is true also with with 16. And 16, of course, we don't have actuals, but 16, we don't have detail on either one.
Exactly.
Or all of the items.
Yeah. So the sentence is valid for both, and that's what I'm saying. But anyway, Olivia's got his hand up, so I'll shut up and get back to digging out contracts.
So what's your preference? Olivia, go ahead and speak.
Thanks very much, Chuck. Olivia Capanablon speaking. And I don't think we can use FY16 because it's not even voted yet. It will be voted at the end of June, but I don't think we can actually assume that anything that's in the budget or even the form that it takes today as it's proposed to us will be as that when it gets voted. So I would recommend that we just stick to 15, and of course that budget has been voted, so we can take it as it was voted. And when it comes down to the actual budget, obviously it might be a little bit different from the voted budget, except of course that if they've done their job right, it should be very similar. If they're really screwed up, then it will be very different. But I don't expect them to have made a large error there. So you would have to see FY15 as being pretty accurate, hopefully. Thank you.
So, go ahead, finish. Okay, so let me make a suggestion. I think we can tweak the language to include both if you think that's a good way to do. Because I think we need to look at both. So what if we say the design team will, as a first step, consider all the current estimated information available in relation to IANA costs as part of the approved fiscal year 15 operating plan and budget and the draft fiscal year 16 operating plan and budget.
Yep. That'll work for me.
Does that work, Olivier?
He's got a green tick up. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, green tick for me.
Thanks. Okay, so I think that's a good fix, I think. Now, I didn't understand why Marika deleted item or did not move items 1 and 2 down to the recommendation, and I'm going to be quiet because I've already made that point in my comment, and I'd like the thoughts of everyone else on the call, if you would. Should those not be included in the recommendations?
Chuck, by the way, this is Grace, and we've lost internet in the ICANN office, so I'm taking notes offline. I'm taking notes offline. I'm on the phone, and I know what the document says. So if you need anything, I'm here. I'm just working without internet at the moment.
Oh, I love this.
Thank you, Grace.
This interwebby thing will be so good if it ever becomes resilient. Interwebbies will work well, we think.
It's a hobbyist network, isn't it? It's hobbyist.
It is, isn't it? Olivier, my view on this, and I want to hear your view before I crystallize it, but my knee-jerk reaction is if we don't have 1 and 2 under the topic issues identified and rationale for changes, if any, we won't have any expectations listed in that box. So I can understand why she didn't take those down. But maybe that's just me wanting all the boxes to be filled out because I like boxes that are filled out.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Cheryl. All right. Olivia, you want to go next on that? Do you think those not be included?
It's Olivia speaking. I'm rereading this, and I'm kind of undecided and thinking, well, yes, of course, we want to develop or specify requirements for budgetary transparency post-transition. So I'd say 1 would definitely go in the second. I'm in two minds regarding 2, because as far as stewardship transition is concerned and our DT work, I'm not sure we should take on drafting comments for CWG consideration.
So let me stop you there because I don't think we're talking about submitting comments yet. We're talking about number two is the item. I'm in the issues section, okay? And the two items that were delete were not transferred over to the recommendation section. Number one was itemization of the most current forecast of all IANA costs in the fiscal year 15 operating plan and budget to the to the project level and below as needed. And item two is itemization of all IANA costs in the fiscal year 16 draft operating plan and budget to the project level and below as needed. So I'm not in the recommendation section right now.
Ah, so sorry, because I'm reading what's on the screen at the moment, so that's why I'm a little confused.
Well,
sorry.
If you, yeah, okay, so scroll up, okay?
I am up.
Oh, you can't see it. You can't see it, and so what's on the screen doesn't have the, I'm looking at a red line.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so what happened?
And I'm only looking at the screen too, so this might be why we've got to disconnect between what you're saying in this section.
I wasn't looking at the screen.
Do you want me to upload the red line?
Yeah, if you would, please.
Okay, I had put up a clean version because I thought it would be easier to work with, but I'll upload the red line.
Never take Chuck's red lines away from him. It doesn't matter how many colors end up on a document, Chuck likes them there till the very end.
All right, it's coming.
Because I have
no wonder there was
paper copy.
Olivier, I get it now.
I'm just thinking, wow, we must be in another world.
You know, when we get the red line up, it might be entirely different.
Isn't that what the people say about the ALAC folks in another world?
I was also very concerned that I often agree with you, Chuck, and on this occasion we were diametrically opposed, and I thought, this is weird. I mean, it sounds like right, but we don't agree. Anyway, now we've got the right thing. Okay, good.
This is good. We're going to have to encourage people to listen to this part.
Okay.
Okay, now... okay, now I'm not sure. I'm trying to see. So that's
so
blue.
I don't know if the red line will really help you much with what you're trying to do. I think so. What I've sent, put in the chat, is the page to the wiki. And if you download the Word version of this, you can actually expand the comments, and so you can see where the deletions were made and things like that. Because in the PDF version, you don't see that detail.
Yeah, it doesn't show. So let's do our best here, and I'll just have to talk through it. Does anybody need to repeat what I said? The first two items were itemization of the fiscal year 15 budget for IANA and the same thing for fiscal year 16. Do we want, and Maria did not carry those over into the recommendations. So... that said, let's start over and get each one's opinion on that. If somebody doesn't understand what I'm talking about, please speak up. So, is there anyone that doesn't think we should include in our recommendations a request for itemization of the IANA costs for the current fiscal year 15, in that. So you're in agreement that we're all in agreement that those should be included as a recommendation, I guess it's more of a request from the finance team. Okay? The second one then was for fiscal year 16, and obviously that's a draft budget, but is there anyone, and I'll go to Grace in just a second, is there anyone who doesn't think we should request that? Okay, and Grace, you're up.
Yeah, so I just wanted to note that I did send the questions from the last call to finance, and I think my understanding is that Xavier will try to join the next call, the one that's on Monday.
Okay.
But in terms of the request that the DTO would make through the CWG, I'm not, at this point, I don't know, and I can't speak to the feasibility of itemization for FY15 and the FY16 draft budget. So that's something that that Xavier may be able to speak to more. And, of course, you know, you're free to make the recommendations that you want. I just wanted to note that, of course, from a staff perspective, I can't speak to the feasibility of some of that. But Xavier will probably be able to elaborate on that further when he joins the call on Monday.
Thanks, Grace. Did he answer the question about whether they are working on a breakout of the costs for the IANA?
I actually just sent him the questions via email, and then we have a call. I have a call with him this afternoon to go over sort of the context of the group and sort of and help him get some background on what DTO is doing for the CWG, because he hasn't necessarily been involved as closely, right?
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'll make sure I raise that with him this afternoon.
Yeah, and I understand the feasibility. I think all of us do on this call, because, or at least most
yeah.
of us, I have been really actively involved in the budget. So we get that, and
yeah.
and we're not going to be shocked if they come back and say it's going to take a while. So anyway, Olivier, your turn.
Thanks very much, Chuck. Olivier Capon, I'm not speaking, and I've now opened on my computer the original 1st of April 2015 with Gomez input Word document, which, of course, has 5 points rather than two, so it's an entirely different animal. And I agree with you that the first 2 points should remain in there. I think the atomization of the most current forecast of INA cost in the FY15 operating plan and budget is important. We need to itemize those things so as to be able to then show them. That's what I would see as good transparency. And obviously, it's all going to hinge on whether it's feasible or not. And we'll hopefully have the answer from Xavier on Monday for this. Thank
yeah,
you.
That's great. And Grace, thank you very much for this, Chuck, for getting Xavier to attend our call on Monday. That'll be excellent.
That'll help a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll probably start off right there and get confirmation. So we're okay on 1 and 2. So 1 and 2, what was 1 and 2? I hope you're following us, Grace, on all that. So those two items that Marika had deleted in her red line and I had commented on, those will be included. Now, when we get down to recommendations, we can talk about the order. Maybe those two items are put in a different order than 1 and 2, but we can talk about that when we get there. Now, I didn't have any other comments in the move of the issues except the ones that I put in the recommendations. Olivier, is that an old hand or is that a new hand?
Old hand.
Okay, thanks. So now then, we go to this. What's next is it says based on the and you can see this on the screen there. The based on, the review of this information, and I think all of you have this in front of you, so I probably don't need to read it for you, unless you want me to. So is everybody okay with what's in the issues section now? So the drafting team is expected to, and there are two items underneath there.
Yes.
And to your comment earlier, Olivier, when we were all on, or I was
when we were on different pages.
The rest of you, step two says that the design team may draft comments. Are you okay with that? In other words, we're not saying we have to, but may.
It's Olivier here, and that's a question. I'm not too sure about that. If we put it as May draft, then it always leaves the door open, and why not? But that would obviously assume we have spare cycles to do such a thing. I hope that we don't commit to drafting comments or feel the undeniable pressure on our shoulders to draft comments when the time comes.
It is a significant commitment, Cheryl, for the record. It is a significant commitment. I understand why this is written the way it is, to say that we're not excluded for doing that if we get particularly excited about our work and have the human bandwidth to do so. But Olivia's point that by saying may or mentioning it at all, perhaps leaving it in an openness of omission, but not allowing us don't have anything that limits us. I feel where he's coming from.
Yes, thank you, Cheryl, and thank you, Olivia. I appreciate that. So, well, we're all, no problems with the language then in the based on paragraph. And Grace, you're up.
Yep. So I just wanted to make sure I can confirm the changes. So for the based on section, you have 1 and 2.
Yes.
So 1 is develop the proposed recommendations, and 2 is may draft comments, right?
Yes.
Do you want the itemization included or not? My understanding was
not there,
in the recommendation.
The itemization moves down. See, what we agreed to last, I think you remember, what we agreed to last time was to move those 5 items up above down to the recommendations, and 1 and 2 were not moved.
Okay,
so.
Correct. All right, so leave 1 and 2 in the issues identified and the rest in the proposed recommendations.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm not sure I understood that correctly. The based on wording that's on the screen right now will stay.
Correct. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So that's all that will – there's the introductory paragraph and then the based on paragraph.
Yep.
2 paragraphs in the issues section.
But we are a little fuzzy on 2 under the based ons, where Olivia is saying, and I'm certainly feeling what he's saying fairly strongly myself, that by even mentioning that we may draft material to go into public comments is a commitment that he's unsure we should be committing to. But then, by the same token, we shouldn't be stopped from doing it, so...
Right, and I guess my question for that is whether you want to do that as the DTO, or if you want to draft comments as a separate group and then submit them, to the CWG for comment and then come out, but have it outside of the DTO, I guess would be. Either way, I mean, if it's after the step 1 of the DT group, then it as long as the DT work is complete. I think we're satisfied from that perspective.
Yeah,
but.
And this is Chuck. My thinking on that is this is not something that would happen by the 10th.
Exactly.
It would if the DTO members are willing to work on it after the 10th. We would do it then, because the comment period doesn't end until the 1st of May. So we actually have time on that. And secondly, before I go back to Olivier, I wasn't thinking much more than picking out some elements of our recommendations to put in public comments from the CWG. So I'm not talking about a lot more work, but my thinking is we still have an opportunity to have some impact on the fiscal year 16 budget. And so, like was said in Istanbul, if there are some things that we would like to request in the fiscal year 16 budget, if it's feasible, seems to me we should get that on the public comment record, and that's where I'm coming from on this. Olivia, your turn.
Thanks very much, Chuck. Olivia speaking, and thanks for your explanations. I agree with what you've mentioned here. In response to what Grace was asking and whether it would be the DTO or would be the wider group that would be making comments, I think that we'll cross that bridge when we get there, if we get there, and at that point, no doubt, the co-chairs of the working group and us will be able to see.
It'll fall
is a
back
very
to us
nimble
anyway.
Team. Yeah, we'll see which way this goes and whether it's better for the DT to come up with a first draft or whatever. But I don't think we should spend any time and make things more complex or more rigid than what they should be.
Okay. How about, Chuck, Cheryl, here for the record, how about under point two, rather than a more committal subject, as is written now, with the language being after step one is complete, the DT may, how about we put something in there that says after step one is complete, outcomes from DTO may be found useful to contribute to public, to submissions to the budget, public comment period, blah, blah, blah. And then it's not even saying we'll do it. You know, anyone who reads it can use them.
I'm fine with that.
Does that work for you, Olivier?
That works for me.
Just say yes.
Alan, do
you
have any
yes.
comments on this?
Mary, back on?
No, okay. All right. Okay. So we have... did you get that, Grace? This is Chuck.
Yep, I got it.
She can wordsmith me anyway. She can rewrite me. She picks up what I need to say.
Okay, well, we'll have another shot to do any more wordsmithing, too, but I'm sure she can. So,
hell yeah.
That's why, Grace. Make it sound pretty for us, please.
Yeah, yeah. Top that up, will you, doll?
You know. Okay. Then let's go to the recommendations. I think that's what it's... Well, wait a second. It is the proposed recommendations.
Yep.
Okay, so... Let me scroll down on my own screen.
Is it easier for me to upload the clean version for you guys, or do you prefer the...
For now, let's leave this one up, because
okay.
the red line's helpful, and the comments relate to the... it's different comments than what I'm looking at, but we can do that, okay?
All right.
So I'm looking at Marika's comments and my comments on my printed copy, so... All right, so this section then starts off, the drafting team recommends that future fiscal year operating plans and budgets, and if possible, even the fiscal year 16 operating plan and budget, include at a minimum. And then let me stop there. Any problems with that intro sentence? And notice it acknowledges basically the way it's worded that, you know, fiscal year 16 may not be too realistic, but it'd be nice. Okay, with that intro sentence? So then number one says, itemization of all IANA costs in the fiscal year operating plan and budget to the project level and below as needed. Any questions or comments on that?
Chuck, Cheryl here. My only question is the language we're using, project level and below, consistent with the terminology currently used by ICANN Finance?
It is.
That's okay then.
Yeah, and let me explain that just so that we're all on the same page. The way the budget works is it starts out with strategic objective, and then it goes to goals, and then it goes to, let's see, where do I have my budget information over here in this?
I mean, it's language that I'm comfortable with, and I would look at, call things projects for those small cuts of information. But I just wanted to make sure that our language was going to be consistent with formal language. That's fine.
I'm missing the term that comes between projects and goals.
Isn't there...
Help me out, yeah. I don't know why.
Department?
I have my budget document handy, and I don't. Okay, what'd you say?
Wait, it's not departments, is it?
No.
I uploaded your budget documents to the DTO page on the wiki as well, if that maybe helps find them.
Yeah.
But I'll go through...
Hold on, I think I've got it. Actually, I have it on my... here we go. I've got it. That's the spreadsheet. Let me get the budget. Okay, hold on. Budgets in a Word document, and boy, it's crazy. I know that term really well.
It's called a senior moment, Chuck.
There we go. I got it. It's, in fact, I'll scroll down to, why can't I remember that term? It's, Oh, I guess it would be easier to look at the spreadsheet, which I have on my screen, too. Portfolio.
Is it?
Portfolio. So it starts out strategic objective, right? There are five of those. And then it goes to goals, and I think there are 16 of those.
So that was the departments I was thinking of. Yep.
There are several portfolios in each,
as opposed to
each goal. And then it's project. But as you have seen, if you've looked at the budget, the projects can still mix different department expenses. So it can include some IANA expenses. It can include some other department's expenses in the same in the same project.
Yep.
And so that's why, and I wrote that sentence, that's why I said, and below as needed. Because to get the full picture, it's not even necessarily quite sufficient, I don't think, to just go to the project level. And we have to the project level now for 16. We don't for 15. So they're going to have to go back and pull that out, but if they can. But and keep in mind, I'm not advocating that the finance team do anything that's not feasible, that can't be done in the time frame, okay? But if they can, let's ask. I mean, if it is possible, I think it'd be very good information for us.
Whatever we can get will be valuable on that, for sure.
Right, Cheryl. That's correct. And let me go back over to the Adobe so I can see if there are any hands up. Okay, thanks for the agree there. Okay, so we're okay there. So I think we're okay on number one then. Number two then, and it's redlined, was identification of any existing IANA naming services related cost elements that may not be needed after the transition, if any. Now that was crossed out, but let's go over to the comments because I don't, and unfortunately Marika is not able to be with us here, but I frankly didn't understand her comment.
Now that's confusing,
Greg. Maybe you guys do, and you can help me out. Okay? So on items two and three, Marika made this comment. These seem transition-specific, so as such, I am not sure that these belong here for inclusion in the transition proposal. These may be more relevant in relation to the possible public comment submission. And what I'm confused on, and I need you guys to help me on, I think they are transition-specific. I agree with that. But that seems to me why we that seems to be a reason for including them, not including them. What am I missing here? It's early in the morning, so I may be missing a lot. So, for me.
Well, you might be short of coffee, but it's coming up to 1 a.m. for me, so careful there. Olivier's got his hand up. Also, I think Grace beat him to that.
Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks, Chuck. It's Olivia speaking. Actually, Grace had put her hand up before me, and I'd be interested. Maybe she can share some insights from Marika's point of view.
That would be fine. Go ahead, Grace.
Thanks, Olivia. Thanks, Chuck. I think, you know, I sometimes wish I could be Marika, but that's not the case. So I'm going to make a little my interpretation of what she's saying here is that in items two and three, we may be presupposing an outcome that at this point we're not sure of. And so for the April 10th deadline to try to make recommendations on for 2 and 3, we would be presupposing an outcome that we don't have confirmation on by the CWG or the broader community yet. And I think that's where maybe we include language that is a little bit less so that allows for that to happen post-transition, but that doesn't presuppose the outcome or the structure or the however you phrase it before we have completed a transition. I think that's where she's going with it. We're maybe moving ahead of the
I get the it
group.
Okay.
And so it was like a circular thing we were creating, and she wanted to avoid that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So now I understand, and I was really optimistic that somebody could help me, and you did, Grace. Thank you very much. So where would, I mean, this seems like it would be good once we know the solution, and now I'm on board with Marika's thinking. Once we know the solution, there will probably be some IANA services, cost elements, okay, in the fiscal year 15 budget, for example, that may not be needed for the transition, okay? And at some point, those need to be identified. So that's an example, maybe. Well, see, we don't know whether we probably won't have a solution identified before the public comment period of the budget closes. So it might not work for public comment period either. So at some point, I think that's going to have to happen. Where should that be identified if not in our report? Now, it doesn't have to be it could be a recommendation that they be identified after the proposal is finalized. Does that make sense? And go ahead, Olivier.
Thanks very much, Chuck. Olivier Capanablanc speaking, and we're dealing here with a classic case of a reverse chicken and egg scenario.
Mm.
In order to see how the chicken was built, we have to examine the egg. In order to examine how the egg was built, we have to examine the chicken. So there are two things. Either we drop this altogether, in which case I wouldn't feel right about dropping it, because obviously this is something. It's. I would have thought this was part of the core remit of this design team, to find out how the finances and the costs are going to change depending on the scenario that we come up with as a group, as a large group. So leave it until post-transition sounds too late for me. I would say we would probably have to put this as future work of this design team after the comment period, when the group has finally decided on a single proposal. Or if it decides on two proposals, then this design team would have to provide the details of the finances relating to each one of the two proposals. So at least we know how our proposal is going to influence on these details. Does that make sense?
It does to me. Cheryl, what do you think?
Yes, I agree with Olivier.
And Grace, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Okay, all right. So if we can just, in other words, I think what you're suggesting, Olivier, and I like it, is to reword this. Leave it, but reword it along that line, and I think that was good. Can you take a crack at that, Grace, or do you want Olivier to put that in writing and send it to you?
Either way is fine. I'm happy to take a crack at it after this call.
Okay.
The girl can write. Let her write.
If Olivia feels like sending me some additional comments, you're welcome to do that, and I will circulate this document to everyone, so you can make changes.
Yeah, I'll work with Grace after the call. Grace, you can send me what you captured just now, and I'll tweak it and things, and we'll come up with some text. But as long as it's okay with the group here, that what we're basically saying is, this is not something we can do now. This is something we can do or could do after the CWG IANA stewardship has focused on its one or X number of plans that it will send to the ICG.
That's excellent. And I think, this is Chuck, I think that number three is in the same situation, but let's find out. Let me read that real quick. So a projection of any new cost elements that may be incurred as a result of the transition, and so on, and you can read the rest of it. So I think this is in the same boat.
I agree.
That's correct. If I can jump in, it's Olivia speaking. That's correct, yes. The alternative, of course, would be for this group to produce, to identify any costs of any existing IANA services that would change, and to do a projection for all of the different scenarios that we currently have on the table. And I think that this would be a bit unwise, judging from the fact that there's still so many things up in the air.
Okay. So then, again, that one just needs to be reworded along similar lines as number two. OK. Okay. All right. Good. All right. Well, boy, we're making good progress. I'm pleased.
We're moving along.
Number four, then. I understand Marika's questioning of what does reasonableness mean. I fully get that, and as both Olivier and Cheryl will recognize, this is really when I wrote this idea down, it was really a response to what happened in Istanbul when we were on the budget webinar. Because we all saw that $7 million projected, and it looks like, if you just read the wording, it looks like it's just for the IANA transition. But we found out on the call that it included the CCWG implementation and included some AOC stuff.
All sorts of things.
And so we all started to think, based on where the CWG is going, that might not be enough, depending, of course, like everything else, on what solution is proposed. So that's just the context of why I put that in there. Now, let's talk about, do we want to make a statement in this regard, or is it kind of like what we did to 2 and 3, where we say we're going to need to revisit the estimated costs in the budget once we know our solution. Okay? Olivier, your hand's up. Go ahead.
Thanks very much, Chuck. Olivier Capanablanc speaking. And I think that if we see a rough assessment of the reasonableness, that, again, focuses a bit too much and provides much for us to say, oh, great, or, oh, that's terrible. I would favor saying an audit of the IANA costs included in the currently posted FY16 draft operating plan and budget, which might include benchmarking with similar other functions.
Now, thanks, Olivia. I think there's a problem with saying audit of them, because that $7 million that's in there right now, there's nothing to audit. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a wild guess.
Well, that's what budgets often are in these grey areas. You know, a number you hope you do not exceed.
I was trying to be Cartesian here.
I like Descartes. So. I'm a former math major, so I like him a lot. So, I mean, you understand what I'm saying about audit. I'm not sure audit works, because there's not much to audit.
Correct. Yeah, I understand. So, to be speaking, I see what you mean. And audit might also be the wrong word. Now that you mention it, it might also be a bit too formal of a word as to how one would do this. I was just trying to convey that we're not looking at the reasonableness of it, but what we might wish to do is to, and that's why I use the word benchmarking, maybe compare with similar other functions, or
review,
some kind of evaluation or review or something, which of course is not going to be exact science, and is unfortunately not going to be Cartesian, but it is going to provide us with an idea of whether this, maybe looking at what's been spent so far and what's expected to be spent in the next few months, whether that budget actually works within the bands that they define.
Thanks, Olivia. I think you're on a good path, and I like the word review, Cheryl. Here's the concern I have, Chuck speaking. Okay, the concern I have is that if the budget is approved in June with a, let's just say it stays the same, and it's $7 million for the four things that includes, one of which is the IANA transition, and it's too low. Then we get into a situation in fiscal year 16 where they're going to have to go back and revisit the budget and find funds to fund this thing.
And it's going to look
take
really
take them away and take them away from somewhere else, probably. Okay. So now, unfortunately, it's the chicken and egg thing again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's very possible, and I think all of us are aware of this, that the final approval of the IANA transition may not happen until the meeting in Dublin. You know, we're hearing things.
Most probably not.
You know, and the, mm-hmm. the budget's well underway, and if a major adjustment to the budget needs to be made, then and it may be unavoidable. Okay,
well,
that's true. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Chuck, if we use the sort of review language, et cetera, and what Olivier was saying in the last intervention he made, and do a with a view to recommending the consideration of a contingency in the 2016 budget to ensure that, and then insert the issue you were just making the point on, I would feel comfortable. Because you could have a contingency, basically a buffer identified, $7 million and here's the bucket where if the oh shit happens. At least it's then budgeted for. We've got to try and help get some, you know, view from the outside here as well. I mean, people are going to look at this very, very closely. And assuming that we do get transition and assuming it does happen a third, if not halfway, through a 2016 budget, I guess maybe we may not have burnt through all $7 million, but it is quite possible that there's going to be a concern, as you say, that the functional operational funding may be in some way risked or paralysed, and that needs to be avoided. So it almost needs a, just like a corporation has a contingency fund, this operation needs a contingency fund. Did I make any sense at all?
It absolutely does, Cheryl. This is Chuck. And in fact, the way the budget is designed, and again, unfortunately, it's such a big docket, I'm trying to find the term.
Mm-hmm.
They have a core budget, okay,
yep.
that matches, and you can see this if you go into the details of the budget, that mm-hmm. matches the revenue, okay?
Yeah,
and they have, and I'm scrolling through the document right now to find the term, and I'll try and find that. And then they have they don't call them, they're not project expenses. That would conflict with the use of that. They have some funds on some initiatives. Okay, that's what it is.
Ah,
I didn't
good,
find it
right.
in the document. But they have some, in some of their tables of expenses, they have their core expenses, which, and you'll see that what they forecast is the revenue projected exactly matches the core expenses projected, okay? No variance. And then they have initiatives. And the initiatives, and I think Xavier talked about this, I think I asked this in the webinar on Friday,
mm-hmm.
last Friday when we
yeah.
were all together, or most of us were together. Grace was next door, right? and remember he said that the initiatives will come out of the reserve fund.
Yeah, that needs to be identified then.
Yeah, and so in this particular item, I think what we need to say is that we think it's very along the lines that you're suggesting, Cheryl. We need to at least raise the flag that this needs to be covered in an initiative and ensure that there's enough flexibility to deal with what could be significant changes in the currently projected expenses for the for the transition. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
Yep, works for me.
Now, Grace, do you have a good enough feel for that, that you're comfortable with drafting up some language and then we can tweak it, or do you want me to draft something and send it to our list?
Chuck, I would prefer if you drafted this one.
Yeah, I suspected that, and I'm okay with that. And Cheryl, you're going to have to, because it's following, I think, along the same line that you were going, so... Please feel.
Oh.
I'll draft something, and then everybody chip in and
we'll do a sanity check. But can I suggest, Grace, when you're talking to, if you don't mind, Chuck, when you're talking to Xavier, a heads up on this part of our conversation, because we do need to talk this through on Monday with him, would be a very wise thing indeed.
Oh yes, yes. In fact, what I'd like to do, if we can, via our list. Get a reasonable version of what we're of the changes we've made today, including the one that we're talking about right now, and send it to Xavier in advance. I think that would be a good idea. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree totally. Yeah, but you've got Olivia's hand up, so he may disagree.
Okay. And we've got Grace's hand up, and I wasn't watching to see who was first. So,
and Chuck, you know this is my job. I'm your wing girl, aren't I?
Who was first?
I think you'll find it was Olivier that was first, but I am reading the original NGIA contract, and I've just discovered a couple of things that actually give me pause that is not for our work, but anyway.
Okay, all right, good. All right, so go ahead, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Chuck. It's Olivier speaking. I think you should fire your wing girl because Grace
was there
before
fine.
Me.
Well, under those circumstances, I'm going to share with both of you before
Cheryl,
either
you're
of you
fired.
Talk.
Cheryl, you're fired.
Okay, Chuck. Let's see how you go without me then.
Okay. This is going to be a very interesting recording to listen to. Maybe one of the more enjoyable ones. Okay, Grace, you're up.
No, I just wanted to note that I'll go ahead. I was planning on sharing the content, the content template that we have with Xavier for the call this afternoon. So I'll make sure to send him the edited version if we have one ready by this afternoon, and maybe the recording of this call as well, so he can at least see how the conversation's developed. So,
and I will take a first crack at number four. Right after this, and send it to the list, just so that now I suspect that Cheryl may not get to it until later. She probably would like a little sleep, and I respect that. But I'll do this, and if all else, if Cheryl isn't able to respond, or anybody else isn't able to respond before you meet with Xavier, give him the first cut and just put a note that this is still being worked. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Will do.
Okay. That's great. Okay. Now, Olivier, I need to come back to you. Go ahead.
Thanks very much, Chuck. Olivier speaking. And would I be correct in suggesting that we use the word projection in that paragraph?
Could this
resolve our question mark regarding not using reasonableness, but we do effectively an assessment of the projection of the IANA costs?
I'm not going to use the word reasonableness, and I will take your suggestion under consideration. How's that? No, I think that's good. I'm sorry for being a little bit light on that. I was just trying to keep the humor going. But yeah, I think that may be very good. In fact, I jotted that down and I really will take it under consideration when I do a first cut at that number four.
Your action plan is quite reasonable.
Okay. Yeah, right. So, thank you. Good use of the word reasonable. What does that mean, though? Never mind.
Yeah. Stop it.
All right. Now, so my next question then, are there any other recommendations we should talk about with regard to for drafting our design team O to put forward to the CWG? And we can think about this more and talk about them next week. But is this kind of the result of, I mean, what I think was intended we do on this?
Olivia's hand's back up.
Go ahead, Olivier.
Thanks very much, Chuck. Olivier speaking. And ultimately, the goal of, I would say the goal of this group is to make sure that we have a budget that makes it very clear what the IANA functions budget is. And if that functions budget was to be completely separated or run in a totally independent manner, what would be the bottom line cost for running the IANA functions? And that, of course, includes even taking out any of the discrepancies that we might have observed in the plan so far, such as having full-time equivalents that are something 0.5 people. These have to be figures. If there are 9 people working in the IANA department, then there needs to be 9 FTEs. You can't have a different number. So what I was going to suggest is that we check that our number one here, itemization of all IANA costs in the FY operating plan and budget to the project level and below as needed, would be able to fulfill that condition of having something that's entirely autonomous, potentially.
Yes, and thanks, Olivia. And before I go to Cheryl, and the reality is, and we don't necessarily have to say anything about this, but the reality of it is that if we go to the subsidiary model for IANA, which is being evaluated right now, then probably some of the costs that come from other departments, you know, personnel and benefits and stuff like that, there'll probably be some sort of an agreement. Ultimately, we're going to, you know, we'll need those too, but that may have to be worked out later. So anyway, yeah, I think you're right, Olivier, on that. Cheryl, go ahead.
It just struck me that the wording transparency isn't in there. And somewhere in those recommendations, I would like to have, so I don't really mind where, but I mean, one, it's all very good having this data for this point in time, but this is not a snapshot exercise. We do want a degree of transparency and longevity in this as well, so I just wanted to...
So, a suggestion, Cheryl. I think you're exactly right. This is Chuck again. Should we maybe make add a new number one that says that the a design team recommends that all IANA costs be fully transparent, and then we can go down and specify more what we mean. I think the other items do that.
Yep, and just keep talking amongst yourselves while I scroll back up to Section C of the contract, which is
okay.
The transparency
All right.
part, and I might
okay.
be able to give you some
language. Did, Olivier, did that make sense, maybe adding a number one that addresses Cheryl's point as a kind of a high-level point that the IANA costs, all IANA costs need to be fully transparent?
Affirmative.
Okay. And so... Grace, then we would add a new number one and just renumber the other four to 2, 3, 4, 5. Make sense?
Sorry, I was on mute. Yep, I got it.
Good.
Okay.
Hey, thanks.
yeah, the contract doesn't help us here. The only reference from transparency and accountability under C26 does talk about technical requirements with corresponding IANA functions, so it doesn't talk about financial transparency at all. So we'll just have to wing it. But
yeah. And by the way, and this is not related to this team's task, but the more I look at it, the whole way costs are captured in the IANA budgeting process is not transparent, and at some point, it would be really good, and I think probably the registries may, I'm going to propose that the registries maybe put forward something like this. Of course, other groups hopefully will do it too. Is at some point, the way costs are captured needs to be changed so that it really is transparent. And I fully get that that's going to be a major change.
It's a medium to long-term plan, but it's one that, you know, we have, I don't think there's a sector within ICANN, outside of the finance staff maybe, who would not agree that that would be a good thing. But we do need to obviously recognise the huge difficulties from the inherited issues and the history on some of it. I mean, the thing grew like Topsy, and, you know, it's hard. You can't fly the aeroplane and rebuild it all that effectively at the same time. But, yeah, we can't not keep saying it. So I'm fully in support of that, Chuck. But I'm sure I think that item one or a new one talking about transparency is really important.
Thanks for bringing that up. That's very good. Chuck again. I fully get how big a change that is going to be. It's a big task, but anyway, I think it's going to be good for some of us separate from the IANA effort to communicate that. So.
Yeah.
All right. Are there any other recommendations that we should consider? And again, we don't have to draw the line right now. We can think of
I actually think that's enough for our proposed template. I really do. Yeah,
okay.
This is what have we got now? You know, 7 more days to do it in?
Yes. Actually, I'm more optimistic than ever that we're going to meet the deadline. In fact, we may not need much more than the one meeting next week, depending on we may need a follow up after we talk with Xavier, or we may be able to in our 90 minutes on Monday to really wrap it up. So we're looking very good. It's because they're such a good team. You see, Olivia, you're up.
Yeah, thanks very much, Chuck. It's Olivia speaking. So I agree with you. I think we're on the right road here. The only thing I could still point out, and I don't think it's a task for this design team to work on now, but it might be something in the future, just as what we mentioned with the part two of this design team's work, once the wider group has chosen its solution. The accountability group has also got some recommendations that affect that could affect the budget or that could give some powers to the community over the budget, and one has to maybe work out as to whether these powers would extend to the IANA functions as well, one way or other. I think it might be this design team here that could look at that in the future.
So you're not recommending something specific in our recommendations, but something to keep in mind, is that correct? Or are you suggesting a recommendation for future action? For possible future action.
Thanks for the question. I don't know. I'll be very frank with you. What does this imply if you do commit to a recommendation on this? Always the question. Would we overstep our mark, or would that be something to work on? I guess in the absence of an answer here, I could always say, well, look, we could just leave the door open and not mention it for the time being. Perhaps if the wider group decides that it needs to reconvene a group that looks at budget, it could always just have a design team O+ or O2.
Go ahead. Grace is next.
No, it's not on that point. We are running a 90-minute call today, aren't we?
Yes. We have 15 minutes plus.
Yeah, and I'm going to need 5 minutes, so heads up.
Okay, all right, good. Well, so you'll definitely get your 5 minutes. Grace, do you have something?
Yeah, Yeah, I just wanted to echo Olivia's point. I think it's a little bit, it's probably wiser at this point to focus on the April 10th deadline and sort of the scope and the reason why the design teams were created, right, which is to submit text into the proposal. So I think that should be our primary focus. And then going forward, I know that the group, the CCWG chairs have asked the CWG to submit, comments on budget requirements and things like that. So I think the output of DTO has to be shared with the CCWG. And there may be need for further, information, coordination, et cetera. But I think you're probably better off leaving that open for now and focusing on the content of the proposal and then coming back to it if it's, needed or determined or decided that that's the way that information or coordination would happen, right? So I think Olivia's point was I just wanted to echo that. I think that's the right way to go at this point.
Thanks, Grace. And this is Chuck. You said something I think that's important. Should we go back up to the based on section and add, maybe it's number two, it's probably number two, not number three, that says submit, that we need to submit the information from this group to the CCWG, or is that something we don't need in ours?
Well, there's no reason not to say it.
Okay, so why I think it fits better up there in the issues thing than it does in the recommendations, or do you think it's a recommendation? I don't have strong feelings. Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks very much, Chuck. Olivier Capalablanc speaking. Now, the other suggestion, or just something I'm throwing on the table here, since we are brainstorming after all, I did hear not so long ago over between a few glasses of whatever alcoholic beverage it was on the night itself, that as far as the function, the ANA function, the funding of the ANA function itself is concerned, even if ICANN went down or collapsed one way or other financially, there was some kind of a bylaw or a rule that the last few pennies would go to the INA function to sustain that function. That was the primary function to spend the last few pennies on. And I don't know whether that's correct or not. And I wondered whether anyone here had heard about this and whether it's something that we need to report on. Thank you.
Chuck, you've got connectors to the root zone maintainer. Perhaps you should speak first.
Ask your question again, please, Olivier, so that I respond sufficiently.
Yeah, so let's do this a bit more formally. So it's Olivier speaking. In the event that ICANN enters Chapter 11, I know that this is a non-for-profit, so there might be some other designation for this. If in the event ICANN folds financially, the last contingency funds would go to the INA. So there was some kind of an emergency way to keep the last funds that ICANN would have for the INA function. And I don't know whether that's correct or not. That's all down to the stability of the function and so on stuff that we had discussed in Frankfurt.
So it sounds like that deals with the element of the contract now in terms of, a plan in case there is failure of some sort. Don't we have another drafting team working on that? Or
yeah, maybe that falls under that. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, maybe it falls under that, in which case I don't know whether they would think that because it's finance, they would throw it to us. We just need to make sure that someone picks it up.
Yeah, and I think if they do, I'm okay with that because there's been a relationship of all the design teams. So
we do, but there is a standard clause in the USG supplier, the SA 1301 forms, and I'm definitely, here I go, I, I, B, I.41, and that's a bankruptcy ruling. I will be telling you exactly what it says in one moment.
And while you're looking that up, Cheryl, this is Chuck.
That might be where it comes from, you know?
Some of the legal advice is related to the possibility of bankruptcy, too. So
Yeah, but whether or not that's based on the USG standard form of contract or whether that's based on bankruptcy laws for not-for-profit in a more general sense probably needs to be asked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Where the hell can I find 4.1?
Well, while you're looking, Grace, go ahead.
Yeah, so I staff Design Team L, which is the group that is working on a transition plan in case of emergency or any other situation. And so I can transfer if you'd like or relay. If you want to either, you know, if you want them to address that, that could be something that we relay on a phone call, like on a Tuesday's call, and ask, you know, that be relayed or relay by email. And if anyone wants to draft text for that, or I can send a quick message to them to make sure that, you know, it came up on the DTO call and the group would like Design Team L to address that. Because I think it is more in their scope of work.
Olivier, do you want to draft something there, or do you just want Grace to relay the message?
Yeah, it's nothing formal, Olivier speaking. Grace can point that out, that we've had this discussion here.
So, Grace, if you would do that, that would be great. This is Chuck again, so that would be excellent. Cheryl, did you find what you're looking for? I have one more item before we give you your 5 minutes.
No, you keep going. Keep going. That's fine.
Okay. So with regard to the public comment period, okay, let's get some closure on that. And I think there's several ways we can do it. One way would be to add a 6th recommendation that we recommend that the CWG as a whole give direction with regard to whether or not the CWG should submit some of the recommendations from our recommendations in the public comment period. In other words, I'm not talking about starting something new, but should some of these be submitted? And should that be in our recommendations? Or should we communicate? Another way to do it would be to communicate, just send a message to the CWG as a whole, asking that the CWG decide whether they would like to submit some of our recommendations in the public comment period. Grace, go ahead.
So I'm editing the document as the call is happening, so we have, I think, enough in the issues identified section to probably not need that recommendation specifically. So I'll read out what I have right now. I have, you know, after the work of the design team is complete, the outcome of this effort may be found useful to contribute to submissions for the public comment period on the draft FY16 operating plan and budget. The DTO should also submit as a contribution to the CCWG accountability, their work, considering the CCWG's work on budget and their request for information from the CWG. Something like that. I have to phrase
that's,
it.
All
right, it's not
sounds
as
pretty
wordy.
Good to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm thinking of. So essentially the DTO's work would be submitted to the CCWG accountability as input on behalf of the CWG, and then in addition, it's available for anyone to submit to the public comment. So it has multiple ways, multiple future ways it could go, the work itself.
Thanks. And no, Cheryl likes that too.
I do.
So that's good, Grace. Thanks. So now we need to have at least 5 minutes for Cheryl.
At least 5 minutes. It won't take that long. This is Cheryl. Okay. Who now knows more about Section C of the contract than she thought she really needed to. But having gone through Section C of the contract, and Section C of the contract is the description on specs of the work statement, right, which is the juicy bits. The background is, you know, boilerplate stuff, and that's, although boilerplate for our purposes, it does do things like clearly identify interested and affected parties, et cetera, et cetera. But when we get under contract requirements, which is under C.2, other than saying a lot about, as a contractor, that we have to furnish everything and charge nothing to the US government, it does talk about, on C.2.5, separation of policy development and operational roles. And it states specifically, the contractor shall ensure that designated IANA function staff members may not initiate, advance, or advocate any policy development related to the IANA functions. That is in keeping with the framework of interpretation language, so we don't need to go to the framework of interpretation because I know that language well. The contractor staff may respond to requests for information requested by interested and affected parties as enumerated in a previous section, which happens to be C.3.1.3, to inform ongoing policy discussions and may request guidance or clarification as necessary for the performance of IANA functions, and that is the only time in the contract, all however many pages, it is that it talks about a separation of anything. It is silent on the matter of budget.
So, thanks. That's excellent, Cheryl.
Now, it may be that, and I believe it is the case, that the CCTLD community, because they've been asking for this same transparency that we are now delving into, has made recommendations in the public comments phase for the RFP that went out last time, that there was specific talk of also having a budgetary specificity and separation. If that's in a separate annex, I have not found it.
So, thank you. This is Chuck again. So, if we go back up to the background, that sentence that was added at the request of James,
I think that's folklore and mythology, which we're not short of in this, of course.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I think that sentence is now folklore and mythology, which of course we're not short of in this.
Yeah. Well, can I suggest a change to the sentence? So that I guess I already did, you know, in my comment, written comment. So we shouldn't say, at the end, the sentence reads like this: the need for clearer itemization slash identification of IANA costs is consistent with the current requirement between NTIA and IFO to separate policy development and IANA operations. Now, that would be more accurate than the way it's worded right now. I included the changes, obviously, that I'm suggesting. Or we can delete the sentence.
Look, it is more accurate, but remember, all that would mean is you have to be able to prove you're not paying staff time to be involved in policy development. That's kind of not what we really want. There is no, as far as I can find it, and maybe Grace can ask legal just to double check that what I'm looking at is in fact, you know, the most recent annex, or there is no annex that should go on what I'm looking at. But I think we should leave the need for clearer itemization and identification of IANA costs is consistent with the current. I would be talking about this as would be consistent with the current requirements of the affected and interested parties, and is consistent with the framework for accountability and transparency outlined in the affirmation of commitments before I would say it's got to do with the contract with IFO and NTIA.
Anybody object to that? I'm okay with that. This is Chuck. And I think that is better because it is a stretch to say what James was saying there.
It's a huge stretch. I honestly thought, because I've heard it so many times out of the CCTLD community, that it might actually be in there, but I can't find it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's make sure Grace has the changed wording for that sentence. I assume the first part stays the same. The need for clearer itemization identification of IANA costs is consistent with, and then it changes, right, to the and give the wording once more, consistent with what?
The current expectations of the interested and affected parties of IANA functions.
And you mentioned
and consistent with the current expectation, community expectations based on the affirmation of commitments between NTIA and ICANN.
Got that, Grace?
And consistent with the current community recommendations.
Expectations. Not recommendations.
Sorry, yep.
And make that pretty, but basically ATRT1 and ATRT2 have declared again and again and again that we need to do better in terms of transparency in ICANN, and this is a transparency issue.
You're comfortable with that, Grace?
Yep. I just need to work on the phrasing of it, but
Throw us a draft, and we'll dot the I's and cross the T's. It's just it won't happen for me in the next 6 or 7 hours. But I think Chuck, you understand where I'm coming from.
I do. You can parse it
into an English sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just about at our 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Let me compliment the whole team on what I think was a very productive call, and it'll be great on Monday for us to be able to discuss these items with Xavier and then see if there's any further work we need to do, but I think we're close to having a very good and useful document. Olivier, please.
Thanks, Chuck. Olivier speaking, and since Grace is speaking with Xavier shortly, can anyone think of anything that we haven't touched on that we would like to ask Xavier to have for us on the Monday call?
This is Chuck.
In addition to everything else that we've said already.
Yeah, and we already identified at the beginning of the call that we need to find out whether they're already working on itemization of IANA costs. That's already been identified. I don't have anything additional.
No, nothing additional. As you close off, Chuck, I just wanted to share one moment. I know what I've just been reading while we've been doing the call is the existing contract. But it was interesting that under C.2.1, the current contract, it clearly states that the contractor shall not enter into any subcontracts. And, of course, subcontracting was one of the proposals that was put forward in as a mechanism to manage, in inverted commas, the separability you have when you're not having separability. It's interesting that when they've gone to the effort to ensure that it is excluded in the current contract, we may predict that they may not react kindly to that as a proposal. We might just want to keep you know, sometimes not saying things is important as saying things.
Interesting. Yeah, good observation.
So, yeah, all right, that was an interesting moment for me in the reading of it, I can tell you.
Thanks, Cheryl. Olivia.
Yes, thanks, Chuck. It's Olivier speaking. And in response to Cheryl's point, as a contractor in my other life, having signed many of these contracts and having agreed to not use subcontractors for the work that we were contracted for, I would think that could be actually a standard clause that would be in there and could, with the help of our...
It's not in the standard clauses. If it was in the standard clauses, I'd agree with you.
Oh, so it's drafted in a different way, then, is it?
It's Section C, which is the specifics of the statement of work. It's not the bog standard stuff, which is at the rest. But anyway, it was just a little heads-up moment because, you know, we will have some influence in the other conversations that are happening, and maybe not making too much of that might be a better way of getting these things through.
Another question for Sidley Austin.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Thanks. Okay, let me
I think we've got a long way, Chuck. Thank you very much for guiding us through this.
Great contribution, so thank you very much. We're going to wrap it up, and I will deliver within 15 minutes that rewording, my first cut at it, and I appreciate all of you critiquing it and fixing it.
And hang on, I don't have an AI now because there is no citation. Right, the action item that was on me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
no,
she's marked it as complete. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you, Grace. You're ahead of me yet again. Well done, girl.
Grace, go ahead, please.
So Chuck, I'm ready to send you, I think, maybe five more minutes, and I'm ready to send to the whole list the edited text. So do
Excellent.
You want to just take it from there?
I will. And
work
I'll
on
just,
your...
I'll just redline it in there. So
Perfect.
That's good.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone.
Have a good weekend, team. I know it's... We seem to be working on all the high days and holidays, but, yeah, it is worthy work.
And Cheryl, do you always stay up so late on a Friday night, or is it Saturday night? What is it?
It's officially, it's Saturday morning. It's Friday night.
Saturday morning.
Well, anyway. Yeah, because these bloody ICANN people forget that it's Friday in my part of the world. They just think it's...
Okay.
They don't realize that it's the weekend for me.
Okay, is that an old hand, Grace?
Nope, yes it is. Sorry about that.
Okay, thanks everyone.
Thanks, guys.
I'll adjourn the meeting. The recording can stop.
Thanks, Chuck. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thanks. Bye, everyone.